It's nearly 5 years since you started with Bingham Core. What has given you most satisfaction in that time? And what is the one thing that you would most like to be able to improve?
Apart from the pleasure of the music itself, I think the most satisfying thing is getting a non-audition choir from really not knowing the music at all to a polished performance. For an example, I remember listening to the final rehearsal of Creation, and I know I wasn't conducting that, Ellie was, but nevertheless, and thinking how polished it was. This was a non-audition choir singing to the standard of an auditioned choir, and a very good one at that. The thing I'd most like to improve is tuning. One or two members of the choir have talked to me about this as well. It's hard to know how to deal with this, and I think a singing day with a good vocal coach, maybe even the rather excellent new Lay Clark singing teacher, might be a sensible way forward in due course.
We know that you're an excellent sight reader. Does that make it difficult for you to identify with those members of the choir who, like me, find sight reading challenging?
No, not at all. I can sight read, but I couldn't dance a waltz, solve a calculus problem, or edit a video, so everyone has different strengths. Teaching the notes is the first job of a choral conductor, and so frustration with lack of reading ability doesn't come into it. Of course, it can be frustrating when people keep making the same mistakes over and over after you've corrected it, but that's to do with concentration and not with ability. Bingham Choral always impresses me with how hard it works and how far it progresses. And it's good to be able to say that without the risk of Brad saying, "Oh, is that praise?"
And what do we have at number 7?
I have mentioned that I've enjoyed conducting musicals in the past. Now, I may be a pleb, but I much prefer musical theatre to opera. Shocked silence amongst some of you. And I particularly like the shows of Stephen Sondheim. I was lucky to see the original London production of Sweeney Todd with Dennis Quilley and the wonderful Sheila Hancock. The prologue, the music of which recurs throughout the show and which is quite possibly the best song, was omitted from the film, which is why the film is not as good as the stage show.